Mercy and peace be to you from our newborn King, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Have any of you at a point of your life ever were seeking a sign, a direction for your life, and you pray to God, God, just give me a sign. Give me a sign to know what I need to do, what the next step is in my life. Sometimes, I know I've done that at various times, and God, is, I have felt him prompting me, whether it's something that I see or something that I just, sometimes a feeling, but God guides us. And I think today is one of those days where we celebrate how God even guides people who are far from him, close to him. No matter how far, no matter what's happened, no matter where we've come from in our life, God is seeking each of us to follow him. And the truth is, whether we're baptized as an infant, whether we come to know Jesus as a child or a youth, or maybe it's an adult where God guides us to his son, we know it's always better late than never, right? And so we think about our wise men who are really kind of latecomers to the whole nativity scene. Today we have this nativity scene up here and we still have the shepherds here, but more than likely, the star appeared above Jesus at the moment of his birth as a sign that the newborn King of the Jews was born. And so these magi, these wise men, we don't know how many, packed up their things and they headed to find the origins of the star. And you think about the wise men, there's a lot that we don't know about them. We know that they watched the stars. We know that they were probably from an area of Persia where when the Babylonians brought the Israelites into exile, that's where some of them lived about 500 years earlier from the birth of Christ. And so they had some type of prophecy that announced that the sign of the King of the Jews would be a star. One of the things that's not in scripture, but I think it must be true, is among the wise, the magi, there must have been at least one woman. Do you want to know why? Because they stopped and asked for directions. All right. Merry Christmas. All right. So, keep them coming. All right. So when they stopped in Jerusalem, because they knew that Jerusalem was the seat of Israel, and there they asked King Herod and all of the Pharisees and scribes of that day, where would the Christ child, the King of the Jews, be born? And when they got there, they stood before Herod, and the religious leader says, well, Bethlehem, in the clan of Judah. Micah says that. And so they were able to figure out this is where the child would be born, the King of the Jews. And I think about those wise men being led by a star. I don't know if they were praying for a sign for God to direct them. Maybe they felt that their life was empty and they were looking for purpose. Maybe they were, you know, just everything where they were living, it was crazy. And so this was a way to get away, a purpose to follow. But the amazing thing about this star is that God provided it for the wise men. This star may have been a supernova, a sun that or a star that became really big for a while and shone so bright. It could have been an alignment of Jupiter and Saturn that shined in the night. One commentary that I just recently read said maybe it was an angel. And I like this explanation the best, that God placed an angel in the sky to shine the birth of Jesus. And so it could be an angel that when the wise men got to the house where Jesus was at, the star, the angel, led them right to scripture, right to that house, right to Jesus. You know, in scripture, angels are referred as stars. And so I like this image of an angel calling the wise men, come, find the newborn king. Come, find the King of the Jews. Angels who shared that news with the shepherds, calling to the wise men, come, find Jesus. And as much as the Magi were from far away, One thing I see in this scripture passage is that truth from God can be found everywhere, and evidently anywhere, even from this land far away. These people that were not Jews, they were heathens, they were Gentiles. God hadn't revealed his law to them. But God acts in a mysterious way to call these magi to worship the Christ. I think if you look at the whole Christmas story, God works in unexpected ways. God talks to a young woman, a virgin, and says, "You're going to be a mom. The Holy Spirit is going to make you pregnant." That's unexpected, all right? And God tells Joseph, you know, just stay with Mary. God's making her pregnant. And Joseph obeys. He does that. And then even when they get to Bethlehem, the angels show up and tell the shepherds the Christ child is born. That's unexpected. And now these magi come to experience and worship the newborn king. As much as we like to put God and his truth in a box, God is God. And he's going to reveal his truth sometimes in unexpected ways. All right. Sometimes he uses a pastor. Sometimes he uses people like you. Sometimes God can even use something in the world that has nothing to do with his church to reveal a truth about his love. And so I think it's important to keep our eyes open, knowing that God is revealing himself through his creation, through his word, through his presence, his son, Jesus Christ. And so it's important to, when we find that truth, how do we respond? And so there are three different people that hear this truth in Jerusalem. We have the religious leaders, we have Herod, we also have the wise men who see this star and know that this the king of the Jews is being born. And if you look at the religious leaders, when they heard that this king of the Jews was being born, what did they do the next day? Did they go to Bethlehem to worship Jesus? No, I think for them it was just business as usual. All right. Nothing's really changed. We haven't heard from God for 400 years. Why should we get excited about this? And I think sometimes in our own lives as followers of Jesus, God can give us signs. God can speak through his word and worship, and we can get excited in one moment, but the next day, it's back to normal. It's like if any of you made New Year's resolutions, maybe you're good for a week or two, but then it's what? Business as usual. It's hard to stick with it. And so for the religious leaders, they were just so caught into their routine that they missed God's sign. And so my friends in Christ, today I encourage you to not be like them, but when God speaks, when you hear his prompting, act. Act as God leads you. And then King Herod, he was a mess. When he heard about this king of the Jews, that was who Herod was. And so he was threatened. And he wanted to just get rid of any idea that there was another king. And so he sent soldiers into Bethlehem to kill any child less than 2 years old. I think the world sometimes responds like King Herod. When they hear from God that we are sinners in big ways and small ways, that we break God's commandment and that separates us from God, and because of our sin, we deserve God's wrath and his punishment. The world says, "I don't want to hear that," and it pushes the truth away. We're studying today in the first letter of John that we should not be surprised when the world hates us as Christians, because there's something about the world that hates the word of Jesus. How did Herod respond? But then the wise men, they came to the house of Jesus. They followed the star. And when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they bowed down. And what did they do? They worshiped. Is worship just something we do on Sunday morning? I don't, you know, No, all right? Worship is more than just Sunday morning. Worship is something we do throughout the week. You know, it could be like what the kids were saying, by praising God with our songs or praying to him or calling upon his name. Worship can be when somebody harms you to forgive them. All of these are ways that we can worship God, not just on Sunday morning, but every day. And so my question for you today is, when you encounter God's truth, which are you more like? The Pharisees that are, you know, just business as usual? Herod, who just denies the truth? Or can you be like the Magi, that when God reveals his truth to you, you act? You get out and you follow that word, you follow that star to where it leads you, and it will always lead you to Jesus. Jesus, who became a man to live a perfect life that we can't live. Jesus is God's son, died on the cross to take away our sins, that we may no longer be afraid of God, but know that God, through his son, forgives us and always draws us close to himself. And so today, even if that sign from God leads you down the road less traveled, know that God is always leading you to where? To Jesus. As you see his signs, as God works in your life, in your heart, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may you always respond by saying, "Yes, Lord, lead me closer to Jesus." Amen.